Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this first Sunday after Christmas, year C. Our readings today, Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10 to chapter 62, verse 3. Psalm 147, Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 3, verses 23 to 25, and chapter 4, verses 4 to 7, and the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, for His Spirit is with us. And so we are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace, for God's Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. We travel in faith, for His Spirit is with us. Amen. Lord, so great, so high, so holy, we lift our hearts to give you glory. Father, so gentle, so understanding, so full of grace, we raise our voices and declare that you are worthy. Holy Spirit, so mighty, so overwhelming, so empowering, we seek your presence and desire your infilling. We long to offer worship that is not focused on ourselves, not on our needs, but on your glory. Lord, your love holds us, heals us, and renews us. We will adore you here and everywhere, now and forever. Amen. Lord, as the wise of every age has done, we come to worship you. As those seeking truth come to you, so we have come to open our minds that we may learn of you. As those who long for life come to you, so we have come to open our lives to your presence. As those who long for meaning, peace, and love come to you, so we open our hearts to receive your grace and to give you glory. We pray for ourselves and others, that we may come to you, the one who first came to us. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 77, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Come.
We pray the collect for the first Sunday after Christmas Day, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have poured upon us the new light of your incarnate word. Grant that this light, enkindled in our hearts, may shine forth in our lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Becoming God's Children. Becoming God's Children. In our epistle from Paul's letter to the Galatians, Paul affirms several truths about Jesus, his birth, life, death, and resurrection. Paul writes, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children." Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. As far as Paul is concerned, Jesus came at the right time, several centuries after the prophets told of the coming of the Messiah, the Anointed One. The time when the world was perfectly prepared for God's plan of redemption. At the time of the birth of Jesus, most of the civilized world was under Roman domination. It was a time when travel and commerce were possible as never before. The Romans built great roads that linked all the great cities in Asia Minor. Diverse cities, but all linked by the all-pervasive language of Greek. People could get from one place to the other relatively quickly, and they could communicate with each other by a generally common language. At the same time, the world was in a state of moral decay. The people of God, the Jews, were under Roman domination and controlled by several religious sects: Pharisees, Zealots, Sadducees, and Essenes, who all had a different understanding and interpretation of the law, the Ten Commandments, and its over 600 additional regulations. While they all worshipped at the Second Temple in Jerusalem and listened to the readings of Holy Scripture, many Jews were anticipating the coming of the Messiah. However, many believed that the Messiah would come to liberate them from Roman rule and restore the kingdom of Israel. It was also a time when Greek culture, introduced in the earlier Hellenistic period, continued to influence various aspects of life in addition to language. It influenced education and architecture. Judah at the time of Jesus' birth was a Roman province, and the presence of Roman soldiers and officials was a constant reminder of this and created tension and unrest among the people. In addition, the Jewish society was stratified with a clear distinction between the wealthy, including the priestly class and landowners, and the poor, including artisans, farmers, and laborers. In such a mixture, corruption, religious, political, and social, was rampant. The world was in such moral decay that even pagans rebelled. There was a spiritual hunger, a darkness over all the land. It was time for a new light. In the fullness of time, that is, at the right time, Paul reminds us, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem humankind. Jesus, God's Son, became human by the Blessed Virgin Mary and the power of the Holy Spirit at the true time, God's perfect time, when the redemption of the world was necessary. Jesus, the Son of God, the one without sin, had the power to redeem us. Jesus, the man, had the right and the ability to redeem us, to purchase us out of the slave market of the bondage of sin and the evil elements of the world. By his ministry, death, resurrection, and ascension, Jesus elevated us to the status of adopted children, and therefore free from the law, but filled with the same Spirit which Jesus possessed. Through Jesus, we have become God's children by adoption and grace. Paul affirms, "So you are no longer a slave, but a child, and if a child, then an heir through God." Galatians chapter 4, verse 7. We are reminded that in the Roman custom of adoption, adopted sons were given absolute equality and privileges in the family, an equal status as heirs. Jesus made us children of God, members of the family of God. As a member of God's family, we can call God Father, as Jesus called God Father. When the disciples asked him to teach them to pray, as John taught his disciples, Jesus responded, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father.'" Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. His first words on the cross were, "Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing." Luke chapter 23, verse 34. We can use the familiar Abba for God, our Father, as Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane. "Abba, Father, for you all things are possible." Mark chapter 14, verse 36a. The cry Abba is a sign of certainty and unwavering confidence that God is our Father, and as a loving Father will hear our cry and respond in the way that is best for us in every circumstance. We are reminded that it is through the gift of the Spirit that we can call God Abba Father. Paul writes, "And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, saying, 'Abba, Father.'" Galatians chapter 4, verse 6. Through the Holy Spirit, we have the assurance of being sons and daughters of God. We are children of God, and therefore heirs of God. As heirs, we have an inheritance. What is our inheritance as sons and daughters of God? As children of God, we are released from slavery to sin. By Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, we can receive forgiveness of our sins and are therefore free from slavery to sin. As children of God, we are also heirs of the kingdom of God. Since we belong to one family, it is important for us to love our Heavenly Father, benefit from the sacrifice of Jesus, our brother and Savior, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, love one another, for we are all God's children. Amen. Let us pray. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. God our Father, you hold us all our days, and we grow in your love. Give grace to your church to respond to all inquiries with charity and patience. May the word of Christ dwell in our hearts richly. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. God our Father, bring in your reign of peace. Bind together the desperate peoples of the earth in perfect harmony. Bring all nations to rejoice together in your favor. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. God our Father, at the turning of the year, strengthen our resolve to walk in your righteousness. We place in our service all we have and all we are. Put us to what you will, to your honor and glory, with thanksgiving in our hearts. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. God our Father, clothe us with compassion and kindness. Hear our prayer for all in hospital or hospice, all who are home seriously ill. Fill them with the joy of your presence. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. God our Father, you are our beginning and our end. In this faith and trust, we commend to you our dearly departed. Raise us with them to the place where there are no tears, but one eternal praise. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. The hymn CPWI 507, Thou Didst Leave Thy Throne and Thy Kingly Crown.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas tide. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. And we, as we approach the end of the year, let us approach this time with thanksgiving for God's blessings throughout the year and renew our commitment to be faithful disciples of Christ in the new year. Our hymn, CPWI 73, Joy to the World. Thank you.